Okay, this last minute update on February 1 at about 4 o'clock Central Time, 3 hours before the caucuses begin, on how the crooks at the Iowa GOP headquarters and the Democratic state headquarters have figured out how to introduce unverifiable votes, quote unquote, into the process. Since February 18th, one of our Watch the Vote people researched and found out they've been letting quote, military people from all over the world vote it through Republican headquarters at by bleeps of energy. As far as we know, no paper trail. It's even worse at the Democratic headquarters, where anybody apparently can vote from around the world. Now, the campaign should watch how many of these, quote, military votes there's probably going to be 150,000 people participating in the Republican caucus. Are there 3,000? Are there 10,000? If it's close, they can use those unverifiable bleeps of energy to change the winner. That's what should be looked at. What are the military, quote, military votes, which may or may not really be from the military, and what was the breakdown by candidate versus the observable vote in the caucuses, which we hope. We know Sanders is doing, we hope Trump, Paul, and we hope Cruz and everybody's doing. So the winners win and the losers lose. And the evil genius of this is that no candidate probably is going to want to come out and challenge letting the military vote, because it sounds like they're against the military. But this is just a evil ploy of the Iowa State GOP. The main thing they're always wanting to do is introduce unverifiable votes so they can crook the election. I'm afraid none of the candidates have an idea, or anybody except for Watch the Vote and Bev Harris and a few other people, have any idea how tight this vote scam syndicate is behind both major parties to make sure that no candidate that will stand up for the American people against the international banking establishment ever wins. And so you might want to look at openlettertodonaldtrump.com. Everybody, look at the menu item called Vote Scam Syndicate, and that tells you the players, which are, you might be amazed who they are. So, okay, we'll be back as the New Hampshire primary comes on, and I guess we'll all see what happens tonight. But candidates, look at that, quote, military vote and see how many there are and how it voted similar to what you could observe voted.